Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell, guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to connect, we can always do so on missionmatters.com to catch up all of our latest episodes and releases. So today I have Shaheen Shan on the line, and he is a founder of Amazon Mastery, and he's also, which is a leading Amazon accelerator and seller, and also author of Billion, How I Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult. First off, Shaheen, what a title, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Adam. I'm honored to be on.
Oh man, so great book cover, and also I'm excited to get into more about Amazon Mastery and how you're helping your clients succeed. But before we do that, we'll start with our Mission Matters Minute. So Shaheen, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Shaheen, what mission matters to you?
Yeah, I love that question. So I actually am going to push back on that a little bit, and I will venture out to say as much that, yes, I agree that mission matters, but I will go one step further to say it absolutely doesn't matter what that mission is, and I will explain to you why in a moment. The primary reason is that most entrepreneurs go out there, and they're like, I'm going to make a goal. I'm going to make $10 million, and believe me, I come from a place where I started from nothing, Adam, absolutely nothing, sleeping in abandoned buildings, on the beach, literally less than zero, to creating a company in the 1990s that created over $1 billion in revenue pre-internet, pre-cell phones. We're one of the largest supplement companies probably of all history if you consider growth curve in those times. I, as a teenager, left home, invented this pill, became a legal alternative to the drug ecstasy that was happening at the time, and just made hundreds of millions at that time. But this is the thing. Now what I'm doing is I am training entrepreneurs on how to make money, how to make predictable recurring revenue streams, which is what it's all about nowadays, especially since COVID. And the thing that I think can be the biggest detractor from your success is if you get too tied down to your mission. Mission is important in the way that you create a mindset where you're going to go out there into the world and crush it. And it doesn't matter what it takes. As long as you are flexible and able to shift, you have to be able to turn on a dime, which is what all successful entrepreneurs do. What you think your mission is may be something very different. And for that reason, I would say flexibility and malleability is much more important. But having a mission, like Steve Jobs, in the book by Walter Isaacson, his famous thing was he wanted to put a dent in the universe. And I just love that quote.
Fantastic. Shaheen, I want to switch it up a bit. So I want to go further into Amazon Mastery and in your business. So first off, tell us a little bit more about how you're helping people.
Yeah, sure. So I did the herbal ecstasy thing. And by the way, for any of your listeners that are interested, you can check out the book on Amazon. It's Billion, How He Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult. I think we just dropped the Audible book. So if you guys like listening to audiobooks, as most busy professionals do, check that out. It's called Billion, How I Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult. The story is, after herbal ecstasy, I had made hundreds of millions of dollars. We broke $1 billion in proceeds. and I was looking for something else to do. I went on to be an innovator in the vaporization field, created all the foundations for what are now vapes. That company subsequently went public, and I wanted something else to do. So I started looking around, and this is back in the days when Jeff Bezos wasn't the big baller that he is now, flying around on super planes and mega yachts with Bill Gates hanging around. Steve Jobs would often mention that there would be these emerging platforms that people would not be able to see until they broke through that little cusp. There's a little piece of ice that you have to break through in order to see it, and most people wouldn't see it. Jeff Bezos, on the other hand, did see that. And back in those days, you could email him. It was jeff@amazon.com, and he'd respond to your emails. You'd be able to get him on the phone if you really wanted to. So we heard through the grapevine that Bezos had opened up his platform, this website called Amazon, to third-party sellers. What that means is that anybody, like me, you, anybody out there, could list actual physical products that weren't books on the Amazon platform and use this great platform that he did. So what I did was I had a brain supplement, we sell it today, called Accelerol. I put it on there, went to sleep, didn't think much of it. It was a high-ticket item. It was about $120. Good supplements are super expensive. It works really well. And I went to sleep. I woke up the next day, do thousands of orders at $120.
Wow, hold on. How did that feel, to wake up to thousands of orders? How amazing was that?
Amazing. Because in the old days, we have to have distribution. I have to have brick and mortar.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you guys, that must have been like a moment right there.
Yeah. And, you know, what happened was I thought, hey, wait a second. Let me take a look at this Bezos guy. Sure, he looks like a nerdy guy, right? He's sitting on these blocks. He's got this wacky laugh. He's kind of like bald. I'm like,
for sure.
Let me read into this Jeff Bezos guy a little bit. And I started realizing that this guy is one of the smartest guys in the room. He's playing like he's this nerd for the TV because that's what they want to see. But this guy is masterful at taking money from Wall Street, cheap money, putting it into Silicon Valley, and building this e-commerce platform that he wasn't playing when he was building this thing. He was fully intentional in building a disruptive industry and coming in and disrupting how commerce was done. In the early days, just after the turn of the century and, you know, probably like into the, just roughly about that time, we had the Piggly Wiggly. That guy opened up these retail stores. And back then, if you went into a store, you wanted to buy something, the guy would be like, here's a loaf of bread, here's, you know, your beer. You had no choice. And you would tell the guy what you wanted. He would give it to you. There'd be no brands. You'd leave. This guy comes in with Piggly Wiggly. He goes, you know what? We're going to build aisles. We're going to give people these carts, and they can go through the aisles and get whatever they want. We're going to let vendors compete. You'll have several choices for bread, several choices for beer. It disrupted the entire industry. They did not know what happened, and we never went back since. And that's what's happened with Amazon. So we learned how to master the art of storytelling on Amazon, how to master the art of influence on Amazon. What are the elements you need to do to influence people to buy your products? How do you get reviews? How do you select products? So you, as Professor Cialdini in his book Persuasion says, how do you persuade people? How do you become a decision architect on Amazon? So I started training people, and I realized I'm pretty bad at most things. I'm pretty freaking good at this. And so we started creating more and more Amazon businesses that are successful. And now my students sell products on Amazon. They find products to sell on there. I've got people that are oil engineers for big oil companies. I've got people that are doctors and dentists. I've got people from all areas of life who decided, hey, man, real estate is important. You got to have cash flow positive real estate as part of your wealth. But when real estate is crazy, there's another area of real estate that you can get into, and it's e-commerce real estate. And no better way to do that than the world's best and biggest platform, the biggest disruptor. And we are just, Adam, on the ground floor. And I invite anybody from your show who's interested. I've got a a 1 hour course. Normally it's $200. I'll give it for free if they mention Mission Matters. And we'll include the link in the show notes. It's fbasellercourse.com if you guys want to check out the website, or people can email me directly at darkzess@gmail.com. That's darkzess@gmail.com. Mention Mission Matters or Adam Torres, and I will give you the $200 course for free. Because now, back to mission, which my mission changes all the time, what we're talking about, my mission is to make a dent in the universe. And I've made my money. I've got my car collection and my properties and all that stuff. I want to impact 1,000 entrepreneurs by 2022 to create Amazon businesses that are creating an additional predictable revenue stream for them. And I can teach them how to do that.
Love it. I think it's a great story, and I'm a big fan of Amazon. I mean, that's how we are. The print-on-demand Amazon thing, like, it changed our whole business as a publisher, and some of the books that we put out, when we didn't have to have inventory anymore, and we could start using print-on-demand and leverage the Amazon infrastructure to now publish people around the world, and just all the different things we've been able to do, like on the podcasting, when Amazon's Audible picked up all of our shows, like all of these things, that, and they just keep on pushing the envelope and getting better and better. So when you say the ground floor of this, I think some people listening to this are like, what do you mean the ground floor? Amazon's huge. It's like, no, you don't even understand. This thing is, Amazon is just starting to be where they're going to be one day. And it's fun to live, in my opinion, in a day and age to where we can, you know, there'll always be opportunity. But I think it's kind of the gold mine of using their platform to build big businesses without their AWS. I mean, you go on and on and on. Like, it's just an amazing thing. But I don't want to spend the whole show talking about Amazon. I want to talk about your book as well. So you mentioned it a moment ago. I'm going to say the name again, and I want my audience to definitely go check this out. So the book is A Billion, How I Became King of the Thrill Pill Cult. So tell me a little bit more about why it was important to get this out in book form and audio for people to digest it. Like, why was that an important story for you to tell?
Yeah, and interestingly enough, thank you for asking. Interestingly enough, we just got a film deal, so I'm super excited about that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of like Wolf of Wall Street meets Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. It's pretty epic. So for any of you guys that like those kinds of entrepreneurial success stories in that era, definitely check it out. So, yeah, I mean, look, it was a wild ride, and it was something that was unprecedented. I came in as a teenage kid, left home at 15 years old, went to seek my fame and fortune, and I'm one of the few that actually made it. And I'm very excited to share that story because I think it inspires other people, or I should say I know it inspires other people, and goes right along with that mission. And it was pretty fun. I had an opportunity to read the audiobook, which, by the way, for any of you guys who are authors, you've got to read your own audiobook. Be your own talent is an incredible experience. You get to relive some of those times. But Adam, it really puts things in perspective. It helps. Writing the book helps you realize what a wild ride it actually was, and how things could have gone in a very different direction had I not followed my gut, had I not followed my intuition. And at the end of the day, what it comes down to is making sure that you are always reflecting over time. That's one of the key characteristics that I've found of successful entrepreneurs, is that they're constantly reflecting back, and they're taking that data and they're incorporating it into the future. We all know hindsight is 20/20, but if we were able to take those lessons from the past and apply them every step in our journey, just the same way that your mission is constantly changing, you are constantly changing and evolving. So if you do lose, and everybody loses, everybody wins. Nobody has just slam dunks, even the greatest of us. Michael Jordan has lost games. Michael Jordan has missed shots. The greatest of the great miss them. But it's the fact that you learn from those lessons and are able to grow from them is the difference between somebody who reaches mastery and somebody who fails.
Man, what a rock star. I'm so excited about this movie because I love books and I love all of this, but I'm excited to see this movie as well. Shaheen, first off, you're the perfect type of guest we like bringing on. People with a story to tell, people with a mission, and that have a heart really to get out there and help other people, which you're obviously doing. You've done it in the past, and now you're also doing it on Amazon for your clients through Amazon Mastery, and also with your book, and also with the movie that you'll have coming out that really just tell the story. It's a great success story and one that I'm happy to bring to my audience. So that being said, if somebody is listening to this right now and they want to continue to follow your journey, because I know we just scratched the surface on your content and what you have to offer, what's the best way for people to connect with your brand overall and to follow up?
Yeah, thanks so much, Adam. So there's a few different ways. So first off, you guys, make sure you subscribe to Hack and Grow Rich. That's our podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Say that one more time, please. A little slower this time, because I didn't catch it, because I'm looking it up right now. So one more time, please, because I want my audience to check that out.
Yeah, thank you. So it's Hack and Grow Rich, and you can get that on any of the major podcasting channels. We've got a YouTube channel as well. I think we're getting close to 65 or 70,000 subscribers now, so we're very excited about that. You can also, for the one-hour course, anybody that's interested, guys, start an Amazon business. If you don't do it with us, do it however you do it, but take a piece of that real estate. It's ground floor still. And anybody that's interested can go to our site, fbasellercourse.com. If you reach out to us through there, you could reach out to me through shaheenshahine.com, shaheenshahine.com. My direct email, darkzess@gmail.com. I'm going to spell it for you, darkzess@gmail.com. Fire off an email, mention Adam Torres, and we will send you the one-hour course, $200 for free. No obligation, no credit card. I just want to see you start your Amazon business and have another stream of revenue. Think of it as just another piece of real estate that you're buying and someone else is paying rent to land on Park Place.
I love it. And then, and don't forget, everybody, go check out that book, by the way. So I found it on Amazon really easy. So I just put in, Shaheen, Shan, which we'll put some links and stuff. Like, I want everybody to go check out this book because it's just a great, amazing story, and want to make sure that everybody gets that content. Well, Shaheen, as always, it's been a pleasure having you on today and really getting to know more about you and your business and how you're helping people. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. If you're a first-time subscriber, we definitely want you to hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts coming up, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Shaheen, again, really has been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for coming on.
Pleasure's all mine, Adam. See you soon.